Sugar Can Just Suck It, written by Christina Curtin, April 18th, 2020. I forgot how much being pregnant sucks. It does. Sure, there's the close bond you begin to form with the human growing inside of you. There's the coolness factor of seeing them roll around in your belly like a scene from Aliens. There's a lot of good things. But here I am, 32 weeks in, and I'm fucking done. I want my body back. I want to be able to see all my parts without tucking my belly in and stretching out my neck like a damn giraffe. I want to be able to bend down without grunting like an 80-year-old man. I want to drink some alcohol without getting judged. I want to eat what I want to eat and not worry about another human when I do. Which brings me to diabetes and the fact that I recently failed my 1-hour glucose test. The sugar test. For all of you penises out there, and women who have never been pregnant, here are the details. During your last couple months of pregnancy, they test your sugar levels to make sure you don't have gestational diabetes. It's a type of diabetes that can happen to pregnant women. To test you, they make you drink a bottle of syrup like you're Will Ferrell in the movie Elf. Then they draw your blood and test it to make sure your body is processing sugar the way it should. Well, apparently my body wasn't processing it right. I failed the test. I don't fail tests. My type A personality was pissed as fuck. And I worried too, of course. I don't want to be harming my little belly nugget. I have years to scar her when she is actually born. I want to at least treat her right while she's inside of me. If you fail, you have to go back, drink another bottle of syrup, and they draw your blood 4 different times, testing the sugar levels at each interval. This time, I only failed 1 of the 4 blood draws, which, according to my doc, is still not great. You have to fail 2 of the 4 blood draws for them to consider you failing and having the diabetes. So, on this test, I probably got a C. I don't get C's either. C's are average. C's mean you didn't even try. So here's me, still pissed. I need an A, folks, and I won't get a retest. This will haunt me for a while. My OB needs to make up her damn mind. What chafes my balls even more is that a couple months ago, this same doc told me I wasn't eating enough carbs and sugar. During one of my monthly Prego P tests, they found too many ketones in my urine. This is not good when you are pregnant, but it's common for people on keto. I was on keto before I got pregnant. It's basically the diet where you don't eat carbs or refined sugar. I didn't eat bread, I didn't eat yogurt or ice cream. I was very limited on my carbs and sugar. I got lazy with the diet when I got pregnant, but apparently not lazy enough since the level of ketones in my piss was cause for concern. So, based on the doc's advice, I started eating carbs and sugar. I didn't eat shit food, but I was starting to eat stuff like yogurt and granola, trail mix, sweet potatoes, and apples and peanut butter. I love all of that stuff, but it's not really keto friendly. That's not shitty food, right? I wasn't doubling down on pizza and spaghetti. I still ate a lot of greens. I thought I was good. Yet, here I am now, being told I need to watch my carb and sugar intake since I got a C on my glucose test. Make up your fucking mind, OBGYN. Either I eat carbs or I don't. Either I have ketones in my piss or I get diabetes, apparently. My body likes to go big or go home. No in between. I'm due in June. I've got a lot of weeks left that I can fill with food confusion, quarantine, homeschool, nursery prep, and life as it generally is. This is going to be fucking fun. And now I just want ice cream.